Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I'm talking and praying this week about new life in Christ and what that looks like, what it results in, how we get it. Just a variety of topics based on that life that Christ has promised to give us when we are made new in Him. And today we're going to be talking about a fountain of life. And for me, it's an interesting word picture. And Psalm 36:9 says, "For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light." When I think of fountain, I probably first off think of something that you would see perhaps in a city square, something that's there for the purposes of beautifying an area, of a water feature to help people to gather and to relax, to have a moment of peace within the hustle and bustle of a busy area. I also think of fountains in the sense of a splash pad at a local park and the spray of water that comes out that brings a refreshment to those that play within that area. I think of fountains as well as those things that hang on the wall in various buildings that we call a water fountain. We go to quench our thirst, to satisfy a need that we have. And when I think about looking at God as the fountain of life, I think about all of those things. I think the depth and breadth of God is so deep and so wide that His presence encompasses what we need at the moment. Sometimes we need an oasis, a place of calm and peace. Now, it's fascinating that typically in the original usage, an oasis was a place, well, that would provide what was needed in the midst of an often deserted land or countryside. You think of a desert oasis, and it's this spot of life in the midst of seemingly nothing. Perhaps a spring or a pool of water that allows growth around it and attracts travelers that are in great need of that water. I think of some states that will call the rest areas along the interstates an oasis. It's a place to stop and to be refreshed as you travel long sections of road with nothing. No exits, no services, no places to do anything but continue driving. And when we think of God being that oasis, that place of refuge, that tranquil place as a fountain of life, I think of the many places I visited which have had some type of water fountain designed just for that purpose, to draw people in to a place of peace, a place that is calming. And generally these will have a spray of water, a waterfall. Generally it would include movement of water. There's something about the visual of that and the sound of that that brings peace. And when I think about God being that fountain of life, I think about Him being a place of refuge. When I think about God being the fountain of life, I think of, as I stated earlier, that splash pad, that place of enjoyment, that place where people gather and find refreshment, but find joy. As I walk through parks at times and splash pad season, the squeals of delight, the animated conversations, the joy that emanates from the children that are playing within those water features and the spray that comes from them. I picture the squeals of delight that ought to come from us as we run and dance within the refreshing spray of God's Word and of His presence. That fountain of life that cools us off when we're overheated. We get that way sometimes, don't we? One of the difficulties, I think, we talked a little bit last night in our Wednesday night Zoom study that we live in a world, a country that's filled with a lot of very angry people. And violence is just rapidly increasing, or at least the reporting of it is rapidly increasing. And I think sometimes we've not encountered that refreshing spray of God's Word that cools us down when tempers flare. And we need God as that fountain of life that is our refuge. We need God as that fountain of life that cools us down and brings us joy. But I also picture God as that ordinary, often not so attractive water fountain that we go to when we need life, when we need to quench our thirst. And God is that fountain of life that sustains us. I forget the exact numbers, but the amount of time that a person can genuinely go without food is remarkably long, especially compared to how short of a time that a person can go without water. And I'm thinking the water is like 3 days, and food is 40 or so. But even 3 days without water kind of does a number on so many of our systems, our internal God-created systems. And I think when we try to live the Christian life, when we try to walk in relationship with God, many of us walk around rather dehydrated. We become weak and lethargic, and we fail to realize it's because we've not taken in enough of this living water. We've not made use of that fountain of life that brings joy to our being, that provides peace and hope, that cools us off, that sustains us with the necessity of God. And as we live as one who has been made new in Christ, as we live with this new life, we live not only with a realization that God is the fountain of life, but I love the wording of that. In Him is not only light, but in His light we see light. I read that, I think His light defines light. We know what light is because of His light. But the question I think today as we pause and as we pray is, are we being that to others? God is that fountain of light, of life. His light is light. But when Jesus calls us to be the light of the world, to represent Him, many of those characteristics ought to transfer into our life in a way that we become the representation of that to others. We are not the way, the truth, and the life. That is Jesus. But in Christ, we ought to become the representation of the way, the truth, and the life. People ought to be able to see that in us. And I think the same is true of this fountain of life. It is Jesus. It is the presence of God within us. But people ought to be able to see in us and find in us that refuge, that refreshment, that necessity that sustains. All of those things that we see in God as the fountain of life that are drawing us to Him ought to be exhibited in our life in such a way that it draws others to Him. They see us. And in us do they see God. I believe if God's fountain of life is made evident in our life, just as that green oasis in the midst of a barren desert draws people to it, the oasis created by the fountain of life within us, by God's presence within us, will draw people. And when they come, they ought to find Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need. Your love goes beyond that and so many times gives us the desires of our heart, especially as we spend time with You and You refine those desires in such a way that they honor You. Father, today may we know You and Your Son Jesus as the fountain of life. May we find that refuge, that refreshment, that necessity that would change us, that would comfort us, that would heal us, that would sustain us. Father, as we look to You, as we find light that really is light, we find in You light that defines light. As we live as those that have been made new in Christ, may we be transformed in such a way that people notice. They notice Your presence within us. They notice our obedience to Your word. They notice how we love and how we forgive and how we care. They notice how we handle disappointments. They notice how we handle grief. They notice how we handle correction. Father, all because of our coming to You as the fountain of life. and that fountain being exactly what we need at any given time. So, Father, today I pray for those that really are in a dry and thirsty land and looking for that fountain of peace, that oasis that becomes a place of restoration and refreshment. May they find all of that in you. And Father, for those that are struggling with their temper, that are needing to find that fountain of life which brings cooling, to those that are overheated, that brings joy and pleasure to those that run and play within the waters of that fountain. Father, I pray that in you and through Christ that they would find the joy and pleasure of life. They would find the calming of the tempers and the overheating of their mind. And Father, for those that are living and struggling in life through this spiritual dehydration, I pray that they would find you as that fountain that provides living water. That they would drink deeply, continually, consistently, that it would not simply be something to drink from today and forget about until next week. But they would know the accessibility of that fountain, and that all who are thirsty would come and drink from that well that never runs dry. Father, today as we live life, may we live as those who have spent time and continue to spend time as those who dwell at that fountain of life. And may our presence there help others to see Jesus. And may we lift Him up so that many are drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.